चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे यस ओके फाइन
हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट एंड ब्लेस्ड टू हैव एसोसिएशन ऑफ दिस ग्रेट स्पिरिचुअल गुरु हियर। So most of you might be knowing about Guruji, especially I and many other devotees. Most of my close were knowing him because when Acharya Guru's father was sick and he was about to depart, how Guruji had been loved. So we were knowing about him, but people also were knowing, and many of us were knowing when we went for Nishtha camp. So Guruji used to spend 2-3 hours, 4 hours practically telling about people in the hospital and how it's working and all. So we had many other ways we were knowing, but still. For our own purification, I like to introduce Guruji. So Guruji is very proud to say that he was brought to Krishna consciousness in 1984 by His Grace Dayaram Prabhu. So, and Guruji was initiated. He is Brahman initiated by His Holiness Dadana Swami Maharaj, and he was initiated in 1984. He was a medical doctor from JJ Hospital, Mumbai. And he is currently serving as Deputy Director of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Mumbai, and Deputy Director of Bhaktivedanta Hospice, Vrindavan, and Deputy Director of Bhaktivedanta High Hospital in Sarsana. It's a lot of services. And he is also HOD of Spiritual Care Unit. And not only this, you know, not only is he serving in such reputed position, but we can also, you know, hear from him when he speaks in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now you will be able to hear from him. You know, he is spread such nectar. Last time Guruji was introduced, he was saying, he is a bonafide ISKCON Brajavasi.
It's an illusion.
and he speaks in, you know, TV channels like Atma Serial, and, you know, he speaks in all these TV channels. And he is also heading his head of department of spiritual care, training and education for doctors and nurses. Recently I was hearing from Srimad Udaiti Madhavan Guru. He was saying that Bhaktivedanta Hospital, you know, it has been reputed, it is reputed as the best hospital in the whole Mumbai as far as nurses, you know, nurses want to work in that hospital more than any other hospital in the whole of Mumbai. So this was the survey done, you know, one among the 22 best hospitals, this was the best hospital they offered. Because of services rendered by devotees like Vishnu Prabhu and others. Also, he is chief author of the curriculum. The curriculum's name is Spiritual Care in Nursing. You know, and this curriculum is meant for training nurses, training new nurses, and those who are trained also, you know, for both of them. So Proji is the chief author of this curriculum, and he has many other services also which we might not be knowing. So we would like to happily welcome to our Radha Govind Mandir by 3 times loudly chanting.
Hariyo! Hariyo! Hariyo!
His Grace Srila Prabhu ki
jai. Jai Hare Krishna. Thank you for your welcome. I was brought into Krishna consciousness in IIT Bombay. I was a class friend of Dayaram Prabhu. So he went to IIT and I went to medicine. But we used to meet in weekends on IIT for sense gratification. In the process of sense gratification, Prabhuji and few other devotees led by Prabhuji helped me to come. I was very rebellious, very argumentative, very crude, very harsh with Prabhuji. He has tolerated me. And somehow then, one fine day, on 4th February 1984, he took me to temple. in Juhu, said, if you are my friend, at least for my friendship sake, come once. Because I had told him, don't come anymore. I have heard everything, I am not interested. So at least you come once to temple and then you decide. And that was the last time bomb which exploded. Mangalarti and the curtains opened, everything finished. Rather everything started. Then I just told him, whatever you want to tell me, I will do it. So he gave me a book called Science of Self-Realization, a copy, presented. Then he bought one ganti mala, he tied it around my neck himself. He got one chanting mala and he said, this is the mala you have to chant. I said, how many rounds? He said, 4 rounds. I said, okay. And today onwards, don't eat fish, don't eat non-veg. I said, okay. It was a shock for my family. But I followed that. My family felt that maybe 1-2 weeks this resolution will remain. Then 2 months passed, 6 months passed, 1 year passed. Then it was, they understood that I am serious about it. Prabhuji had taken a lot of pains. He was studying IIT that time. But already he has taken initiation from His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj. And he would go to weekends to Juhu Chowpatty and wear saffron. He was almost seven-headed. Wear saffron and live there for 2 days. And from there he would pick up Mahaprasad of Radharas Bihari and travel all the way about 50 kilometers to my hostel in JJ Hospital and deliver Mahaprasad to me. And I would fight with him in return, as a return gift. But he continued very mercifully. It's only because of devotee's mercy that one can even get introduced to Krishna consciousness. You may have knowledge, you may have intelligence, you may have studied scriptures also, you may have also performed tapasya, you may have done so many things. But unless a devotee of Krishna comes in your life and gives his mercy and blessings, the life of devotional service to Krishna cannot start. Life of tapasya can start, life of jnanakanda can start, life of anything, donations can start. But life of bhakti cannot start unless a devotee of Krishna gives his mercy to you. So thank you very much. Today we are reading from chapter number 17, text number 1, from 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are beginning a new chapter today. So I will first read the summary, which is the beginning of the chapter. The chapter entitled The Descent of River Ganga. The 17th, that is this particular chapter, describes the origin of Ganga River here and how it flows and in and around Ilavarta, Varsha. There is also a description of the prayers of Lord Shiva offering to Lord Sankarshan, part of the quadruple expansions of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Vishnu once approached Bali Maharaj while the king Bali was performing a sacrifice. The Lord appeared before him as Trivikrama or Vamana and begged alms from the king in the form of 3 steps of land. With 2 steps, Lord Vaman covered all the 3 planetary systems and pierced the covering of the universe with the toe of his left foot. The few drops of water from causal ocean leaked through the hole and fell on the head of Lord Shiva, where they remained for 1,000 millenniums. These drops of water are the sacred Ganga water. It first flows onto the heavenly planets, which are located on the soles of Lord Vishnu's feet. The Ganga River is known by many names such as Bhagirathi and Jhanvi. It purifies Dhruva Loka and the planets of the 7 stages, because both Dhruva and the sages have no other desire than to serve the Lord's lotus feet. The Ganga River, emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, inundates the heavenly planets, especially the moon, then flows through Brahmapuri atop Mount Meru. Here the river divides into 4 branches known as Sita, Alaknanda, Chakshu and Bhadra, which then flows down to the ocean of salt water. The branch known as Sita flows through Shekhar Parvat and Gandhamadan Parvat, please put off the mobile. My humble request. And then flows down to Bhadrashva Varsha, where it mixes with the ocean of salt water in the west. The Chakshu branch flows through Malyavan Giri, and after reaching Ketumala Varsha, mixes with the ocean of salt water in the west. The branch known as Bhadra flows onto Mount Meru, Mount Kumuda, and the Nila, Shweta, Shringavan mountains before it reaches Kuru Desha, where it flows into the ocean of salt water in the north. The Alakananda branch flows through Brahmalaya, crosses over many mountains, including Hemakuta and Himakuta, then reaches Bharatavarsha, where it flows into the southern side of the ocean of salt of water. Many other rivers and branches flow through the nine Varshas. The tract of land as known as Bharatavarsha is the field of activities, and the other eight Varshas are for persons, those who are meant to enjoy heavenly comfort. In each of these eight beautiful provinces, the celestial denizens enjoy various standards of material comfort and pleasure. A different incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead distributes His mercy in each of these nine Varshas of Jambudvipa. In the Ilavati Varsha, Lord Shiva is the only male. There he lives with his wife Bhavani, who is attended by many maid servants. If any other male enters that province, what happens? She curses that person to become a woman. Hare Krishna. Lord Shiva worships Lord Sankarshan by offering various prayers, one of which is as follows. Please listen carefully to the prayer of Lord Shiva. My dear Lord, please liberate all your devotees from material life and bind all the non-devotees to the material world. Without your mercy, no one can be released from the bondage of material existence. Text 1, Sri Shuka Uvacha. It's a long prose verse, so only I will read it. You hear it attentively. Tatra Bhagavata Sakshat Yajnalingasya Vishnor Vikramato Vama Padangushta Nakha Nirbhinno Urdhva Andakata Haviva Renantaha Pravishta Ya Bhaya Jaladhara Tacharana Pankaja Pankajavena Janaruna Kinjal Kopara Ujjita Akhila Jagata Gamala Paho Sparsha Namala Sakshad Bhagavat Deepatya Sakshad Bhagavat Paditya Nupalakshita Vacho Bhidi Yamana Timahata Kalena Yuga Sahastro Upalakshena Divo Murdhanya Avata Tara Yattad Vishnu Padam Ahu. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, my dear King, Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, appeared as Vamandev in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then he extended his left foot to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. Through the hole, the pure water of causal ocean entered this universe as Ganga River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of Ganga acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of Ganga. Yet its waters remain ever pure. Because the Ganga directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within this universe, She is known as Vishnupadi. Later, she receives other names like Janavi and Bhagirathi. After 1000 millenniums, the water of the Ganga descended to Dhruva Loka, the topmost planet in this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruva Loka to be Vishnupada, situated on the Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami describes the glories of the Ganga river. The water of Ganga is called as Patita Pavani, the deliverer of all sinful living beings. It is a proven fact that a person who regularly bathes in Ganga is purified both externally and internally. Externally, his body becomes immune to all kinds of disease, and internally he gradually develops a devotional attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout India, many thousands of people live on the banks of Ganga, and by regularly bathing in her waters, they are undoubtedly being purified both spiritually and materially. Many sages, including Shankaracharya, have composed prayers in the praise of Ganga, and the land of India itself has become glorious because such rivers as Ganga, Yamuna, Godavari, Kaveri, Krishna, Narmada flow here. Anyone living on the land adjacent to the rivers is naturally advanced in spiritual consciousness. Srila Madhvacharya says, Varahe Vama Padam Tu, Varahe Vama Padam Tu, Tadanneshu Tu Dakshinam, Padam Kalpeshu Bhagavan, Ujjahara Trivikramaha. Standing on his right foot and extending his left to the edge of the universe, Lord Vaman became known as Trivikram, the incarnation who performed three heroic deeds. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, Om Ajnanati Mirandasya, Yananjana Shalakaya, Chakshur Unmilitam Yena, Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupak Padamayam, Tadati Svapadantikam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Sri Ganga Devi is actually the most dominant river in India, Bharatvarsha. There are maybe hundreds of tributaries of Ganga, and hundreds of names that Ganga has. 12 of the most important branches of Ganga form Navadvip Dham. And even before those 12 make those divisions and make those islands, Gangaji is having so many sisters in Himalayas itself. Alaknanda is there, Bhogavati is there, Mandakini River is there. So it is the India's spiritual significance, spiritual potency and spiritual history is greatly dominated by Ganga River. In fact, there was a film song in my childhood, Jis Desh Mein Ganga Behti Hai. India was known as the country where Ganga flows. Such a beautiful description, such a beautiful introduction. The country wherein Mother Ganga flows. And it's a great, I think, introduction of pride, you know. In that place, you know, where I live, I'm born, is my township or country, then Mother Ganga flows. So we have been blessed with the association of Mother Ganga. Prabhupada mentions that those who live at the banks of the Ganga River are by nature spiritually advanced. Whether they know or don't know, or whether others know or don't know, they are spiritually advanced. It's an absolute fact. They may not take bath even once in a year, as the influence of Kali Yuga goes. They may not take bath even once in a year in Ganga while living at the bank of Ganga. And they may go all the way 1,000 kilometers down south somewhere to take bath in some holy river down south there. But still they remain advanced. That is their constitutional position. By the dint of their previous activities in the past lives, they have been blessed with the residence at the bank of Ganga. When Mother Ganga was supposed to come down, she refused. Because they say, when I go down, all these sinful people who have left you, my Lord, who have rebelled against you, my Lord, who want to live independently of you, enjoy sense gratification independently, they are going to be there and they will all take bath and they have accumulated so many sinful activities, they will deposit in me by default and I will become contaminated, I don't want to go. So Lord said that not only they will take bath in you, but also my pure devotees who are perfectly spotless, perfectly sinless, endowed with loving devotion for me, will also take bath and will nullify all your contamination of tons and tons of sinful collections that you will accumulate, will be nullified. Not only this, wherever you will flow, all your banks will be glorified as holy places. They also will give purification to the people who will come there, live there or pass by from there. So then Ganga Devi agreed. And Lord said, I also will come and take bath. So many assurances. The pure devotees do not want to come to material world and get contaminated. Even there are so many stories, even the thought of going down, even the utterance of a curse that you have to go down, shakes people with fear. And we apparently live here very comfortably. We don't shake in fear. We look forward for some enjoyment which may come or may not come, but we plan and contemplate on those so many plans. So Mother Ganga left the spiritual world. It is explained that she left in a very beautiful chariot with so many sakhis, on a golden chariot bedecked with jewels. She left and then she came in causal ocean. And then beautiful story, all of you know, we must recite in short here. Jairam Prabhu, please give me blessings. It's impudence on my part to sit here in your presence. My savior. Hare Krishna. So Bali Maharaj was performing sacrifices to attain Indrapad, and the last sacrifice was going on, and that time, before that, all the demigods went running to Lord Vishnu and said, please save us, this is going to conquer everything and become the sovereign leader, controller of all our planets. Lord said, I will come down. The Lord took birth as son of Aditi and Kashyapa, as Upendra, as the younger brother of Indra, went to the sacrifice. He was so effulgent. As soon as he came, the Bali Maharaj, who was performing the sacrifice, suddenly stood up in awe and reverence with the spiritual effulgence of the personality of Godhead, Upendra. And then he said, please ask whatever you like. The discussion between them, and Lord said, one should only ask and be satisfied in whatever one needs, and one should not take more than what one needs. So Bali Maharaj said, you appear to be very effulgent, intelligent, Brahmin, but I am convinced you are a fool. You don't understand what to ask from a person like me who owns the three worlds. This is pride, You think you own things, but you don't own anything. The proof is in the end of the story. If you own something, then you must be able to control what you have. Everything comes by its own accord and goes by its own accord. It just stays with us for some time by the dint of some previous activities, but it can be taken away at any time and it can be given also any time. So wise man does not take interest in things that have a beginning and end. and always take interest in things, those are permanent. That is bhakti, the lotus feet of the Lord. Shukracharya denied that one should, you should not give anything to this man, this person. His supreme personality of Godhead, he will make you bereft of everything that you have. He'll strip you of every possession and every position also. But Vali Maharaj said, the supreme personality of Godhead has come down at my doorstep, and that too as a beggar begging alms. I must fulfill my duty because I am acting as Kshatriya, he is acting as a Brahmin. And I must not fail in my duty in providing alms to a Brahmin, and that too I am performing a sacrifice. I have to give alms to a Brahmin. So Guru cursed him, that I curse you that you will lose everything. So anyway, I am going to lose everything. But if the Lord is standing in front of me, why should I hesitate in giving up anything? Vali Maharaj's personality is a very, very, very inspiring personality. He had a birth in Divan family. He had negative association. He had so many negative things, but that did not stop him from becoming or being a pure devotee of the Lord. And he, very exemplary and very historically, denied the order of Gurudev, which tells us that if Gurudev somehow, sometimes denies you from the service of the Lord or obstructs a disciple to serve the Lord, a disciple can overrule the order of Guru bona fide, in a bona fide way, legitimate way, and still not get spiritually condemned, rather make spiritual progress. So Vali Maharaj denied and still gave the charity to Vamandev, and then Vamandev said, shall I start taking my donation? Said yes. So before taking donation, he assumed a huge form, so huge form that he could not even fathom till what point it went. It covered the whole universe just by expansion only. And then he took, put his right foot down and took the left foot and raised that left foot. First by left foot, he covered all the upper planetary systems. And when he did that, he actually touched the covering of the Brahmanda. Every Brahmanda has a covering which separates it from the causal ocean. And there are Anantakoti Brahmandas like this, floating in the causal ocean. So everything is covered by covering. And in that covering, there is this seven Swargalokas and one Prithvi Loka and six Naraklokas, variety of things. And many other planets also there. So when that happened, the big toe of the left foot of the Lord touched the covering of the Brahmanda, made a slit or made a ched in that, and from that particular opening leaked few drops of water. Few drops appears to be very small in hearing, but those few drops is the eternal Ganga that is flowing till today. It remained in Lord Shiva's jata, matted hair, for 1 million millennium. I think millions of millenniums. Right? No, sorry. After 1,000 millennium. Such a long time it remained in the locks of hair of Lord Shiva. And then there's a long story how it was released. The King Bhagirath's, King Sagar, his 60,000 ancestors committed an offense to a sadhu. He burnt him to ashes. And then someone told that if Mother Ganga flows over them, they will be delivered. Otherwise, they will remain in this horrible condition. So when Sagar performed tapasya to get Ganga, unsuccessful. Then his son Dilip performed tapasya, unsuccessful. Anshuman performed tapasya. Imagine, their whole lifetime mission was only to perform tapasya to deliver the ancestors. So one of the most important duty for every human being is to also help our ancestors to get delivered from the hung condition or from the condition of repeated birth and death. So they spent their whole lifetime into simply doing that duty, which was incomplete by the previous king. So Anshuman also was not successful. Then Bhagirath came. And then Bhagirath performed great tapasya. Even his tapasya was so great, it is known as Bhagirath Tapasya. Bhagirath Tapasya became a brand, a landmark, you know, I mean, brand. That whatever he performed is unparalleled. So many kings of his ancestry couldn't do it. And he was, he did not only do one tapasya, in one of the one activity of getting Ganga down, he had to perform many tapasyas for many people. He had to perform tapasya first for Ganga to come down. Then Ganga said, no, I am not going to come down. Then he performed tapasya to Lord Shiva. Then Shiva had to release her. When Shiva released her, then Gangaji was so much, water was flooded, that she flooded the hermitage of Janu Muni. Janu Muni opened his eyes, you know, and actually she flooded the ashram and also the Kamandalu. Janu Muni drank her, so she vanished. So then he worshipped Janu Muni, pleased him, and he released him, her. So she became Janavi at that time. That's how the story goes on, and that's how after coming from heavenly planets known as Akash Ganga, she came on the earth. And Prabhupada very vividly explains the four main tributaries, Bhogavati and Mandakini. What are the four things? Sita, Alaknanda, Chakshu and Bhadra. Four main tributaries. How it traverses different paths. And you see the salt water ocean, on the north side also one branch goes, in the middle side one branch goes, and south side one branch goes. So that's why I said India is predominantly covered by Mother Ganga actually. So many branches and so many unions with the ocean at different places. So Lord Krishna told Uddhav in Srimad Bhagavatam in 11th canto that among all sacred and flowing things, I am the Ganga. So this is one of the most important statements, that Gangaji, actually this is all told, the Lord is everywhere, but one cannot see the Lord because of the contamination of the consciousness. One cannot appreciate the Lord everywhere. But even in the contaminated condition, how one can appreciate the Lord? That Lord spoke in Bhagavad Gita, that among the animals I am lion, among the mountain I am, is it Himalaya or Sumeru? Among the mountain? He said Himalayas, right? Himalayas. So he says, among the flowing and sacred things, I am Mother Ganga. Amongst, in the skies, the sun and the moon are my eyes. I am the taste of water. How does it help us? So that in day-to-day life, even in the fallen condition, one can appreciate the presence of Krishna everywhere. We say that, oh, I don't see Krishna. Where is Krishna? I don't know how. Where is Krishna? But even in the state of our life, by appreciating these things, being aware of these things, being conscious of these things, we can actually feel the presence of Krishna. And that will purify us and further give us higher realization about the personality of Godhead. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur says that wherever there is Bhagavatam, Tulsi, the devotees of Krishna and Mother Ganga, Lord Krishna is there without having to get established or installed. That means a deity of Krishna has to be installed, then only Lord Krishna enters the deity. But without the need of being installed, Lord Krishna is always there where Bhagavatam is being recited, or where Tulsi Devi is, wherever she is, there is Krishna. And the most important thing, wherever devotees are, even in the most holy place, in the township, or in the dirty place, by the side of the gutter, even if devotees stand and chant Hare Krishna, there is Krishna. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta, tatra tishthami narada. So this place is not fixed. Wherever devotees go and mercifully chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Krishna is forced, attracted, obliged to come there and give his association. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biggest contribution, easiest way of attracting Krishna in all conditions of distress or happiness, in all conditions of disease or health, in all conditions of wealth or poverty. When one chants Hare Krishna, the distress will go away, disease will go away, everything will vanish, it's inauspicious, and the holy presence of Krishna will be perceived, even if not seen by eyes, It would be felt in the form of freedom from anxiety. Anybody who is dancing in the morning in the kirtan is worried, is depressed, or anything, sadness is there. Even if you are sad, you enter in the kirtan, sadness just vanishes. It's a panacea cure actually. We don't take that kind of help whenever we are depressed. We don't think, oh, I'm depressed, let's go and join kirtan. We don't think like that because we are so obsessed. But actually speaking, one should be convinced that when we are sad, morose, depressed, which are very common mental situations in this day and age where we are living, times and the places and the circumstances are very powerful enough to give you depression. In 21st century, what is known as most dreadful cause of life disease is depression, mental illness. But as soon as that person enters in kirtan with heart, at least for that much period of time, he is released of all the negative feelings in mind and he becomes blissful. Again, the situation may hover on him and may get depressed. So we are not saying from psychiatric point of view that once you join one kirtan, you will be free from all mental illnesses. One should practice and cultivate and be consistent in heartfully participating in the kirtan of the holy name. Then one is sure to get away even from mental illness. If you don't have faith, we try to practice it. Next time when you get upset, run to the kirtan wherever it is being held and dance in ecstasy. And then after the kirtan, think where the sickness has gone on the mind. It will be not there. Okay? Then it is explained by in Agni Puran that Ganga Devi is fair in color. Her vahana, her vehicle is makar, that is crocodile. And she holds in her two hands, one hand pot, another hand she holds, what she holds? She has a lotus flower. This is her physical situation, appearance. In this form she appears whenever she is summoned by Krishna or whatever other situations are there, she comes in this beautiful form. I would like to read Kavi Karnapur's description of Mother Ganga. Very beautifully he gives in Chaitanya Charita Mahavakya. He says, flooding Lord Shiva's matted hair, shining with the reflection of crescent moon, pure with touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet, beautiful, sweet, manifesting the Supreme Abode, restless, that means she is always flowing from one place to another, in whatever condition, taking curves, she is transcendental, she is eternal, flowing with pure waters, drying up the ocean of repeated birth and death. This is very important. Through herself, though she is herself liquid, she is glorious. She is holding the transcendental form of the Lord Krishna in her embrace. I will tell you exactly how it is. Destroying material illusion, even though her course is winding, filled with playful waves, bearing the fragrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because she is washing the feet of the Lord. The sacred Ganges, the famous river of the celestial world, is now flowing on earth, beautifying the transcendental land of Navadvip Dham. So this is her description. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the water of Ganga every single day. It's a small story that when Sri Krishna performed his pastimes in Dwapar Yuga and gave and performed maximum of his pastimes at the bank of Ganga, Jamuna or in Jamuna. The way Gangaji is the predominant river in the whole India, Jamunaji is most known and most important river as far as Krishna's Lila in Vrindavan is concerned. The whole existence of Vrindavan is based on Jamuna. And so many of Krishna's pastimes, including Krishna learning flute from Radharani, is at the bank of Jamuna. So beautiful. So when Krishna performed his beautiful pastimes and gave so much association to Jamuna Devi, in fact when he came, the first thing, he fell in the water of Jamuna from the hands of Vasudev, took bath, responding to eagerness of Jamunaji. So Jamunaji is Krishna's charanamrita. So Ganga Devi said, I am also desiring to have your association in your next incarnation. So because of that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and performed all his pastimes at the bank of Ganga. And why it is embrace? Because whenever he would take bath in Ganga, it was like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing Mother Ganga. Technically, he was offering his dandavat pranams, offering beautiful prayers from heartfelt prayers from his heart for Mother Ganga's glorification, and will take bath in awe and reverence. But internally, it was a very loving relationship between Ganga and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing Ganga. So it is, that's why Kavi Karunapur said that always remaining in the embrace of Lord Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because of this prayer, she got the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Dham. Lord Chaitanya, it is said he spent about 6 hours every day in 24 hours frolicking and sporting in Ganga. There's so much of large number of stories with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what all he did in his Balila, in his Adilila. Adilila. He remained in Gauranga Mahaprabhu, remained in Navadvipa for 24 years. But before he went to Gaya and became sober and grave, in so many years he performed so many pastimes, giving great joy to the Navadvipa Vasis, to the ladies and the devotees, to his friends, making fun with the sadhus and munis and elderly people, taking bath in Ganga. Great joy he gave actually to everybody. He was so naughty and so arrogant and so mischievous. But still, all other pastimes were around Mother Ganga. About Ganga Devi, in Mayapur it is explained that even if one glances at Mother Ganga with love in the heart, feelings of devotion, one will develop Krishna prema in the heart in the course of time. It is said that touching water of Ganga, looking at Ganga, remembering Ganga, drinking water of Ganga and taking bath in Ganga, and any other forms of interaction with Ganga, subtle or gross, internal or external, from wherever you are, if you even think of Ganga, remembering her with great affection and devotion, it is said she will cut your pangs of repeated cycle of birth and death. And especially in Navadvip, along with curing one of the sinful burden, along with helping one to get out of this repeated cycle of birth and death, she awards Shuddha Bhakti and love for Lord Krishna. Like Jamuna Devi, everywhere else, out of Braj, relieves you from sinful activities and sinful reactions. But in Braj, she also relieves one of pious activities. The pious activities are actually worse than pap activities. Because in papa activities, at least you have pain and you remember the Lord. Oh Lord, please save me. But if we get 1 crore rupees today, we will be so engrossed in enjoying 1 crore rupees that we will forget the Lord. So sukh, which is coming through punya, is detrimental for a devotee more than papis. So in the holy abodes like Vrindavan or Navadvip, along with sinful activities, also punya karma is destroyed. And along with punya karma is destroyed, what is awarded to us in the holy dham is love of Godhead, is the seed of bhakti, is Krishna prema that has been awarded. So we should not take Mother Ganga in Navadvip dham very lightly. Her very presence is so auspicious, so powerful spiritually, that it can knowingly, unknowingly transform our consciousness to extreme love for Godhead. Unbelievable transformation can take place by the auspicious connection of ours to Mother Ganga. Then she also lives as Manasi Ganga. The story goes like this in Madhurya Dham. It is explained that when one time Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai and all the Brajvasis, elderly, young boys, cows, they all were sitting and listening to one katha, and in the katha, the kathakar started glorifying Mother Ganga. And the story goes like this, that one time Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, was flying and he caught hold of one snake, that is his food. and he was carrying in his claws and flying. Suddenly he lowered at one place where Mother Ganga was flowing, and the tail of the snake touched the water of Ganga while he was flowing. And suddenly he looked down in his claws, there was a four-armed personality of having bluish tinge of Vishnu Duta. That what happened, as soon as he touched the waters of Ganga, the snake got transformed into Vishnu Duta. I mean, he got Sarupya Mukti. Four-armed body with blue color, holding Chanka Chakra Padma Gada with the mukut on the head, and Pitambar under body, effulgent body. And suddenly Garuda was surprised. So he said, now he is no more my food. He is my worshipable object. So immediately put him on his shoulder and took him to Vaikuntha straight as his master. So as soon as this story was heard of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj just stood there in the same position. Right now we want to go to Ganga and take bath. Everybody just, you know, Nanda Maharaj is the leader. So as soon as he said this, everybody just got up right in the katha only. Right now we want to take bath in Mother Ganga. This is inspiration, you know. We don't jump in katha when we hear this. We don't even wake up from sleep. They jumped. So Krishna also was there in the katha. He just said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to north to take bath in Ganga. North, that means out of Braj. So Krishna didn't like the idea. He said, this is not a good idea to leave Braj and go. So he said, please come with me. I do not like this idea of leaving Braj. So although he was a small, talkative, innocent child, but he was a dear darling of everybody, you know. Even 90-year-old Nanda Baba also was listening obediently to this small child. And he was leading them. All the Brajvasis are led by Krishna. They were not knowing where he was leading us, but they were following very patiently and very faithfully. And he brought them in the middle of Govardhan mountain. And from his heart, obviously in front of everybody's eyes, appeared Mother Ganga in the same form, in the fair color, crowns, four arm, one arm having pot, another having lotus, sitting on the crocodile, on her waters herself. She said, my dear Lord, please tell me, how can I serve you? And Nanda Baba, Ashoda Mai, elderly Gopas and Gopis are surprised. Look at our Kana. Who is he? Mother Ganga is asking for orders with folded hands and so much of devotion in her eyes. And Krishna said, please put your waters over here. All my parents and Brijbasis will take bath in you. So in front of their eyes, Mother Ganga visibly poured her waters there in the middle of Govardhan mountain and created a very vast ocean-like pond. Even today, in the shrunk condition, it is the biggest pond of water, biggest quantity of water available in whole Brajbhumi is Manasi Ganga. It's like ocean. And then, what can they say? In front of their eyes, Mother Ganga appeared. In front of their eyes, Krishna instructed. In front of their eyes, she obeyed. And there was water deposition in front of their own eyes. How can they deny anything? Now still we want to go to Haridwar. How they can say that? She has come here to serve you. So because she came from Krishna's mind, she was called Manasi Ganga. She appeared from the mind of Krishna. And then that became, and then all the Brijvasis, Nanda Baba, everybody, very faithfully with great devotion, took their baths and were greatly satisfied. However, Krishna is so wonderful. What he cannot do? Just by thought, he can do so many things. But every time he does something, still they have a question. How? And then again he will do something. And then raining, he said, come with me. He said, already because of you, so many rains are coming, so many things are happening, calves are flowing in the water. But still they followed him. Without knowing what he is going to do now, already they knew that he has done a mischief by accepting the offering the worship to Govardhan instead of Indra. And because of these rains are coming, they knew that the disaster here already because of him. But still they are following him. He is a 7-year-old boy and they are 90-year-old elders in the following, and they don't know where they are going. And he took them near Govardhan. Still they didn't know what he is going to do. And to the most amazement to their eyes, he lifted that mountain. Today we know the story, even child knows the story in India. But that time they did not know the story that he is going to lift mountain. That is faith. So much of faith, he in front of their eyes, such a small boy, lifted Govardhan mountain And that time what you see today is such a small mountain due to the curse of Pulatsamuni. But that time the mountain was very big. Of course not as big when it was produced or took birth. It was reduced size, but it was very large size. And that was lifted by Krishna. So this is Sri Krishna's unlimited potency by which he pleased. So Manasiganga exists today in the middle of Govardhan, very huge pond. And that became an eternal place for Krishna's Nauka Vihar. Krishna chose that beautiful reservoir of water. One side was Barsana, one side was Mathura, in between Govardhan and Manasiganga. So that particular way, Ganga Devi took shelter of Rajbhumi and made her eternal residence over there. Allowed Krishna to perform his Nauka Vihar. And both pastimes, day and night. Krishna, one time, performed both pastimes for one night of Brahma. Nicely encapsulated in one night of the earth. Gave pleasure to all the gopis by performing both pastimes, whole night. And also, when Krishna cried tears in Dwarka, there is one Ganga called Gomati Ganga. Have you heard about it? When Krishna went to Dwarka, nobody was there from Brajbhumi with him, so he was in great separation. He would shed tears of separation, of love, remembering his beautiful gopis, Mother Yashoda, all the cowherd friends, all the beautiful pastimes, and the sweet butter that he used to steal. He was in great separation. It was not that he was enjoying there. Of course he was enjoying, no doubt about it, but he was in the heart of his heart, always suffering through the separation, pains of love because of the Vrajvasis. And whatever tears she shed, that became a river, Gomati Ganga. And due to the request of Vrajvasis, at the end of his pastimes in Dwarka, when he came back to Vrajbhumi, they said, we have not seen ocean. Even today also when Vrajvasis come to Bombay, they want to see ocean. They come for sickness, but their desire is there, when I get well, before going to Mathura back, I want to see the ocean. They are having great curiosity, what is ocean? Right from the time of Krishna, they had an ocean curiosity. So when Krishna came there, they said, we heard that you used to cry and there is a river there. There is a big ocean also there. Why don't you reveal it over here? So Krishna revealed Mother Ganga as a form of Gomati Ganga. That Gomati Ganga was revealed in Vrajbhumi. It is still there in the form of pond. And he also revealed a bigger pond of water, which is called Ratnakar. And both these holy places are revealed in Koshi. Koshi used to be a treasury of Nanda Baba, where Nanda Baba would store his wealth. And it is also not different from Dwarka. So Krishna established Dwarka in the form of Gomati Ganga and Ratnakar in Koshi. Koshi is 25 kilometers from Nandagam. Nandagam is 7 kilometers from Barsana, on the north side of Vrajbhumi, north end. So this is Manasi Ganga and Gomati Ganga. Then in Narad Purana it is said that touching Ganga, one will attain Krishna Prem, an eternal form of Goloka Vrindavan. What is our sthayi bhav, or the eternal original form of ours, we will attain in the course of time just by touching water Ganga. In Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, said by Nityananda Prabhu, narrated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it is explained that one who takes bath in Ganga on the day of Gaur Purnima and then takes darshan of Yogapit, in this lifetime attain Goloka Vrindavan. How easy it is made, no? And this is not one thing like that. This is not one thing like that. There are hundreds of things like this. Hundreds of things made it very easy for us in Kali Yuga. Even if you simply go to Navadvip Dham, simply just physically be there, you are assured of deliverance from cycle of birth and death. You are assured of one time developing the love of Godhead. You read the description of Navadvip Mahatmya. In every deep, the first benediction is given that when you go there, you will get delivered. And plus there is some additional benefit is there. If you go to Vidyanagar, then you will become an expert, successful teacher. Like that, if you go to this place, some additional benefit is there. So, Kali Yuga is simply mercy. Simply blessings and blessings and blessings. Only we have to go and take it, that's all. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that in Krishna Leela, only one becomes a gopi, only one sacrifices every single thing and surrenders at my lotus feet and then becomes pure devotee and develops madhurya, then only one can enter in Ras Leela. And even other Leela, other devotees of madhurya, except madhurya, other devotees of Vatsalya Leela or Sakya Leela also can't enter Ras Leela. But what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, no Vatsalya, no Sakya, nothing, everybody has to come in. Why should only be restricted to one group of people? So he said, okay, I will personally become a devotee of mine. I will take the essence of Gaulok Dham, that is the essence of Ras Leela from Gauloka. I'll take that, I'll put into the capsule of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, come personally as devotee and distribute myself. I will perform the holy name, Sankirtan, each and every place, inundate the whole world, flood the whole world, drown the whole world in the Sankirtan of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated his Kirtan, the holy name, in Navadvip Dham. And from there, it developed, Vikas took place all over the universe. The demigods are hankering, Narakvasis are hankering, Prithvivasis are hankering, and all the other yugas, the great personalities of other yugas and other pastimes of the Lord, devotees of the other incarnations of the Lord, they all gathered just to participate in the Sankirtan of the holy name of the Lord. What is the meaning of that? Even if one is most sinful, like Jagai and Madai. Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. Dina Hina Yata Chilo Harinama Uddarilo. It is so much benevolent and liberal and merciful and munificent that the holy name lifts everyone up from the given position to the highest position. And Mother Ganga assisted the Lord in this most benevolent and munificent pastimes, to distribute the love of Godhead to the most fallen, to the most insignificant living entities. Those who live in Navadvip Dham for some time, those who now live in Navadvip Dham by shifting over there permanently, or those who take birth in Navadvip Dham, or those who only go for one day or some time for a yatra, for a short visit, the very entrance in Navadvip Dham will assure one complete freedom from sinful activities and development of Bhakti Lata Beach in the heart. So let us all meditate on Mother Ganga. This is a very beautiful chapter beginning now. Many, many, many shlokas will go ahead describing the beauty of Mother Ganga, her mercy, her flow, her pastimes on earth. Her very appearance on earth is an act of sacrifice. Although she had some questions, but immediately on answer, she left and she came down, and she is living here eternally. Till the material world exists, will remain here. And material world exists means what? It will go on degrading in the course of time. Go on degrading to Ghor Kali Yuga also. Of course, at the beginning of Ghor Kali Yuga, she will dry up and she will disappear. But till 10,000 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth, she will remain here. So let us take the advantage. Let's not wait to see how Ghor Kali Yuga will be. Let me see how that will be. No, you know, description is enough in Bhagavatam. So scary and so dreadful, so fearful it is. Let us not wait. Let us take the full advantage of her presence, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement, ISKCON movement. You must be all knowing, or you will be very, very proud to know that few years afterwards, the only religion that will remain is ISKCON. Gaudiya Math, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan movement will become the only religion of the world. Everything else will perish in the course of time. Mahaprabhu's mercy will flourish and, you know, prakash uska itna hoga. It will become most manifest powerfully. Sri Vrindavan Dham will become unmanifest gradually. Mahaprabhu's mercy will become more and more munificently available to everybody. It will become most prominent religion of the world, so that people can take advantage and get relieved from the pangs of material sufferings. So let us all, we are part of our great ISKCON movement established by Prabhupada. So we should not fail in taking enthusiastic participation into this Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan movement will go on, but If we take part, we will get the benefit. It will not stop if you don't take part. Krishna will empower somebody else and he will expand this movement. But if we take part, then we will be getting the benefit. Like Krishna said, Arjuna, already everybody is killed, you are already victorious. But you lift your bow and arrow and fight, you will be the Nimitta. You will be get the credit of the fighting the battlefield. So like that, if you take part in Sankirtan movement, we will get the benefit at the same time. Through our hands, so many living entities will be delivered. Such a glorious movement Srila Prabhupada has established. So boldly, so fearlessly, in the kingdom of Mayavad, when he was preaching, he established the personality of Godhead. He established Gauranga Mahaprabhu's principle. The principle of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not yet understood fully by the world. He established that. He established Harinam Sankirtan. He brought so many Westerners to Mayapur Dham. And he made the vision of Thakur Bhakti Vinod a reality. People of black, wheatish, dark, and fair and yellow colors coming to one place under one roof of ISKCON, raising their hands and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and dancing ecstatically. This vision and the dream was made true by Srila Prabhupada. And today also you can witness that. It's exponentially growing. Whenever you go to Mayapur Dham, you will see people are just more and more and more number. You know, 86 when we went with Prabhuji, 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day. That time there was a crowd. For us it was a huge crowd. And today after 25 years after 86, we went to 86 for the first time. 500th anniversary of Mahaprabhu. And for us it was a huge crowd. But today after 25 years you go, the crowd has maybe multiplied many, many times. Everywhere there are devotees coming for flocking in Mayapur. That means Mahaprabhu's movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement is working and is expanding and is growing. All over the world, Chinese and Japanese and Hong Kong people are coming. Russian people are coming and taking part in the Sankirtan movement of the Lord. So why not we? We have taken birth in India. We are born in this soil where Mother Ganga is flowing and sanctified this place. So let us all take this movement very seriously. Prabhupada is, every time you read Prabhupada's purport, something new information is there. You will never find purports of Prabhupada's tale purport and the same thing is repeated. You always find some new information, the new realization, and it's like excerpts of all beautiful scriptures all over the world has been put in the purports to give you a complete whole understanding of the subject matter. He said, these are my ecstasies. My spiritual ecstasies are expressed in the form of the purport. Why not take the benefit, full-fledged? Why just live? Oh, already I have become a full-time devotee, already I have taken initiation, already I am now 25-year-old devotee, so I can slow down. And this moment is for us. Prabhupada said, if devotees don't take part seriously, who else will take part? Who else will get inspired? So my humble request to everybody, so take Prabhupada's moments very seriously, read Prabhupada's books, enrich your own lives, and when you get enriched, automatically by your enrichment, others have to get enriched and delivered. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Puja, any comment? Any comment is there? Anybody has any comment or question? Is there time for that? Yes, Prabhuji. बोलो भाई बोलो चलो यस यू फियर टू टेल अदर्स व्हाई देयर इज फियर That's the problem. We have been chanting Hare Krishna, we have been hearing from the mouth of pure devotees, we are reading Prabhupada's purport. So we should have faith. It will not be manifest to you right now what exactly is happening to our souls. But if we go there, we will get the fullest benefit that we must have complete faith. And when you will speak this with faith, you will instill that faith in others' hearts also. And how do we develop faith? by hearing from authorities. Faith comes from hearing. So when you hear with sincere heart, receive the transcendental knowledge, you'll get purified. Also your faith will grow. So cultivate that faith, that without faith we are animals, you know. With faith we become devotees of the Lord. So that faith is our wealth. On the level of faith, everything else is based upon. All our advancements, all our purifications, all our realizations are based on faith. If the faith is destroyed, then everything is zero. So cultivate that faith. Read scriptures, associate with devotees, read Prabhupada's purport, hear Bhagavatam classes, the faith will come.
How to understand this?
Not exaggerations. From the fallen platform, it appears exaggerations. The absolute platform is a reality, it's a fact. And if you do it with factual understanding, then that will affect you. If you do that activity with lack of faith, it will be like you will get disease because of dirty water. You get my point? If your water is dirty, you know, I don't know what is happening. You take bath, you will get disease. Ye yatha mam prapadyanti. And if you take bath with full faith, that so-called contamination looking seen in the water will not affect you. One time I drank Mother Godavari's water, stomach full because I was so thirsty. And I just went and drank palmfuls and palmfuls and filled my belly. With so much of, you know, I don't know what was there in my mind. I was offering dandavats and drinking. After 15 minutes I came to know that just 1 kilometer ahead of that was sewage of Nasik entering in that. But nothing happened to me. I was so amazed. Because I'm a medical doctor, you know. I know so many bacteria names and their activities. So you may not know, but my mind starts working only so many coliform bacteria, so many viruses, so many this, so many that. But nothing happened to me. Logically it is possible to explain, nothing happened to me. But it is like that only. When there is faith, that faith dominates all medical sciences and destroys all medical truths also. Provided you have faith. You can try it on faithless person. You have to try it on yourself with faith. Then it will manifest in your life. Why not have something like blind faith sometimes based on the scriptural explanation and try this out with faith and see the transcendental effect of that faith on you, yourself. I have seen myself. Being a doctor also, I have understood that. Ganga water doesn't get ever contaminated. The impurities may be there. And by the way, I must tell you all of you, medically, in varieties of laboratory, in India, it is proved that even if stool is there in Ganga water, if you drink that water, Ganga water has a potency which will destroy all the bacteria. Ganga water is the only water if you keep in the house for years after years, never it gets medically also contaminated. Have you noted that? That's why we used to have, you know, we have copper commandoli in the house, in the temple room. And we keep it ready always. Whenever somebody dies, we have put and immediately put in the mouth of a dying person. So isn't it wonderful that how it is possible? Years after years water is kept there and it is still pure. And it is pure, it doesn't get contaminated. Other times you'll find worms and things and water getting spoiled. But Ganga water, because the fact that it is washing lotus feet of the Lord in the beginning only and coming after that, even medically it is proved. It is said that if you drink Ganga water every single day without fail, you will not get any disease. It's a very bold statement medically. But try it out. Those people who reside at the Rishikesh Haridwar and they drink every day Ganga water with faith. It is said that like the bell sound, the intelligence becomes crystal clear when you drink Ganga water every day. Suitable for spiritual knowledge and realization. That is Mother Ganga's power. And now medically it is proved. Yesterday only before coming we discussed this in our core group meeting. So even medically it is getting proved. So why devotees like us shouldn't have faith? When medical it is not proved, we should have faith. It is said that the Jamuna Devi is still only stool and urine only now. There is no water there. But still if you have faith that is flowing on the transcendental Braj Bhumi and this place it was used to flow before, now there is no Jamuna water, only stool water is flowing. Still with that faith if you touch it, you will get the full benefit. And if you have medical knowledge and you know geographically and historically, now it is only stool and urine and then you touch with that consciousness, it will affect you, you will get respiratory disease, it will get gastrointestinal disease, everything you will get. So what is the changing point? Is faith. You have the faith, then life will change for you. Okay, Granthara, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Thank you very much. Haribol.